It has been over 5 weeks since Gaza's power plant stopped working. This has seriously affected all aspects of life in this tiny and impoverished coastal strip in many ways, including water supply, sewage treatment, and medical care. Amjad Chawa, the director of Palestinian non-governmental organizations network PINGO, made an urgent appeal to the international community to help alleviate the suffering in the blockaded coastal territory.
It's an urgent appeal from the Palestinian civil society in order to intervene immediately to save the lives of 1.8 million Palestinians who are living under serious catastrophic conditions due to the shortage of fuel, electricity cut.
Power outages pose grave danger to people who depend on electricity to stay alive, including patients on life support, as well as chronic and renal failure patients. The situation in Gaza has gotten worse, with rainwater being mixed with raw sewage and polluting the underground water. International human rights workers who monitor human rights in Gaza have blamed both Israel and Egypt for the hardships faced by Gazans.
Since the Egyptian coup at the beginning of July, Egypt has seemingly been competing with Israel to impose the harshest possible siege conditions here. Because of their restrictions, the supplies of fuel and electricity have reached a severe crisis point. Power is off for as many hours a day as I can remember in my time here.
Many here blame their suffering on what they believe as an international conspiracy of silence. The electricity crisis has heavily disrupted the lives of over 1.7 million Gazans amid the choking Israeli blockade and the proxy blockade imposed by the Egyptian military. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.